I think there's sort of degrees of how easy it is to create, and then also how sophisticated the content you can therefore get. And if you take something like Minecraft, it's obviously very easy for people to create content, but you don't necessarily get the sophistication of the types of experiences. You certainly can't create something that we're doing right here, right now, in something like Minecraft. So the easier you do make it, then maybe you lose out a lot of sort of the flexibility and possibilities of what you can do with the platform. Second Life has all the tools you need to kind of create something from scratch from within. But although, obviously you have a lot of creators that use third-party tools to import content into Second Life as well. With Sansar, because we have to do so many things, we chose specifically to not focus on the creation of original content, if you will. There's so many great third-party tools, from Blender to Maya to Substance Painter to, the list is, Photoshop. The list is so long with incredible third-party tools, both free and commercial. And so we were like, let's not try and reinvent all of those different tools and instead make sure that it's easy for people to bring that content in, at no cost into Sansar. And then Sansar focuses more on how can you lay that content out in a scene and how can you do, easily light it up, and then how can you start to script things to fit, create some interactive experiences. So it doesn't have sort of a one-stop shop unless, you go buy everything on the Sansar marketplace and then drag them in to make something from scratch. So some people might therefore find that Sansar is a little bit harder to use because you have to rely on third-party tools or the marketplace to get your assets, into your inventory to then put into your experience that you're making. But at the same time, trying to be all of those tools that people want to use would be just an incredibly difficult task for us to deal with when we're already trying to create an economic model, a VR experience, a social experience. Sometimes you just go like, wait a minute, we're trying to like re-implement, many billion-dollar companies all in one package, right? We want to be PayPal and Maya or Blender and we're just going, wait a minute, we can't do all of that. So for Second Life, we just chose to not do what I would call original content creation piece and instead rely on third parties for those kinds of tools. And then, just continually make it easier for people to use those tools and bring that content into Sansar to create content. So that's a choice we made over there. For some people that have gotten used to sort of the Second Life of content creation, if they don't have specific skills to use those third-party type tools, that definitely is a learning curve there to go from Second Life to Sansar. But if you come from the world of knowing how to use those tools already, Sansar is quite comfortable for those people who already know those tools.